Parshas Bahar has inside it a very fundamental mitzvah, that is in a Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Lamed Hei. Chiyomuch Ochicho, when your friend becomes destitute, Umotu Yoda Imoch, the exacta boy stretches his hand out, which has to strengthen him, Ge V'Soyishov V'Chai Imoch, where there's a Ge, where there's a Toyishov, he shall live with you. In other words, this is a mitzvah to help a person in need with a financial need to help him. There's the next pasuk, Al tikach me itoy neshech. In other words, if it's a context where a person is asked by an oni to lend him money, in order, he doesn't want a gift, he wants money to be lent to him. Al tikach me itoy neshech v'sarvis. Don't take from him ribis. Don't take from him, you can't lend on interest. Your brother should live with you. So the Mefarshim and the Rishonim and the Achronim, Bala Musa, discuss that ribis actually is a very difficult thing to understand. If a person rents out their car, can they take money for it? Absolutely. If a person rents out their house, can they take money for it? Absolutely. In other words, when a person is losing to an extent by the fact that he can't use something, or on the contrary, he's trying to make money on something that belongs to him by lending it out, that's perfectly legitimate. Yeah, there's no issa to rent a car, no issa to rent a house. So why is it that when it comes to ribis, when it comes to borrowing money, when it comes to lending money, this person, this malver, is also to lend somebody in ribis? Why not? That money, if you put it in a bank, would make money. That money, if he invested in it, would make money. Not today.
Maybe.
0.001%. Yeah? If you're lucky. Yeah,
bank
if you're lucky.
Is not good.
It's a famous comedy of this Jew coming into an Israeli bank with $1 million, and he walks out of an overdraft, you know, because all the costs and everything. Yeah? But the idea over here is, what's wrong? What is wrong with it? And more than that. Let's understand it more than that. The Gemara says, for example, now let's say two Aden came along and they said, I saw Reuven borrowing money, and the date of the repayment is on Aleph Nisan. And it's not true. Reuven did borrow money, but the date of repayment is Aleph Iyar. So therefore, it's true he borrowed money, but there's a month difference in this in his lending money. So halacha is, as din, if these Edim are found out to be Edim Zoymin, if these are found Edim, then they have to do whatever he did to their friend. In other words, since they made him suffer, they got to suffer in the same way. So how do they suffer? They don't have to give him money for the loan, because there was a loan. What do they have to do? So as a Gemara, they got to work out how much a person would pay how much would a person enjoy the benefits of an extra month of lending money that they deprived him of, and that's how much they've got to give him, they've got to pay him for. That's what Gemara says, and therefore they've got to pay him for that month how much a person would be willing, not allowed to pay, but would be willing to pay, right? That, so therefore you see from that Gemara that clearly lending money for a particular period of time is worth money. You see that Inzla even have to pay this according to Halacha. So why is it the Torah says, lend your car out, lend your boat out, lend your house out, lend, when it comes to money, offer to do it. What's the idea behind it?
The car, you
can lend money,
what's
but
that?
You have maintenance for the car or for the apartment. Money is, it's nothing. You
can lend money without rebate.
Okay, but beyond the maintenance.
Yeah,
in other words, besides, yeah, beyond the maintenance, yeah, you can rent it out. Yeah?
Car,
beyond
you,
that.
You can get.
So, no, yeah, you can rent out a car, you can make money on it. No?
Money on.
But you can't make money lending out money. Right? So what's the idea behind it? What's the same thing? What's the difference? Lemaisa, the Kliyoka talks about it, Ayin Shom, beautiful piece of Kliyoka. And the Kliyoka says that we're talking about a case when a person lends money, very, very bekitza, he says it is a risk-free investment. Because we're talking about usually a case when you take an Oriv, you have an orif, you have a person, a guarantor, or you're taking a mashgud, you're taking the collateral. Therefore, when you lend money, it's risk-free. You're for sure going to get your money back, and your money is just earning money without doing any work whatsoever. It's easy. It's very, very easy money. Mashenke, when you have something that can get lost or stolen or this, yeah, when you have something like that, that's different. And therefore he says, that element of being too easy, you're losing from Imun and Hashem and understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. That is the way the Kli Yoker does it. A very, very nice piece, Ayin Shom, and that's why he says you are allowed to lend money out to a goy because it's not sure you're going to get it back, and therefore it's something that is, you do need a munna for. Ayin Shom, beautiful piece of Kli Yoker. But I want to focus on this more. And I saw again, I'm very lucky to see Baruch Hashem, this beautiful sefer from the Tolner Rebbe. And he gives clarity in a point that, in truth, is a yesod over here to the understanding about Adam Lechaveri. He brings a maisa of the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes was a Rebbe of Ger, and before the war, people were very hungry, it was very difficult to make parnasa. Literally paid for the rent month by month, and he struggled. And there were times when they didn't know where they can finish off the month, people would go collect money for them, and they'd pay for the rent and be able to stay in an apartment for another month. That's the way it went. One time, there was a particular person who defaulted on his rent, and he never paid rent for a few months, and the Bala boss wanted to throw him out. Listen, you know, why should he be the responsible one to pay and be the only one making sure this guy, he's the man losing money? Let everyone carry the burden. Why should he be the one who loses the money? So the soicha, the tenant, went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, don't worry about it, you'll be fine. Call me in the baldira, call me in the landlord. Called in the landlord, and he said to him, don't you dare throw him out. Don't you dare throw him out. So he said, I don't understand, Rebbe. If he's renting my apartment, which I could rent to somebody else and get money, I'm the only one losing. In other words, I'm carrying the burden of this person by himself. Let the whole community pay for it. Go around collecting money. Why should I be the one who loses money? Why should I be the one? Well, I own something. Well, he's got Makusha to me. He's my family. He's not. It's a business transaction over here. Why should I be the one? So the Rebbe says, you're forgetting a Gemara. The Gemara brings the Gemara and Kedush in other places as well. There's a case when you have a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. In other words, you have two masters. One of them freed an Eved Kanani, and the other one didn't. So this Eved now is a Nim. He can't marry a regular Jewish woman because he's a half an Eved Kanani. He can't marry a regular Shifcha Kananis because he's half a Yisrael. He has a problem. So the Gemara says, Machlis B'Sham Esil, says the Gemara, what do? You force the rabbi, you force the master, and he has to free him. Okay, he writes how much he owes him, he pays him in the future, but who knows if he ever pay him. And again, says the rabbi, what do you see from here? You see from here that this person is the one who's carrying the responsibility to free this person more than anybody else. What's Peshat? Why? Why? Let the community pay for it. Let Beis Din make a matching campaign. Yeah, a matching campaign. Half of Eved, half of Ben Chayrin. Where you got the half of Ben? Yeah, fantastic. You got half of Ben Chayrin. That's the other half of Eved. Finished. You got it all sorted out. They take their percentages. Everyone's happy and finished, right? So therefore, what's the idea? Why do we have this case? Why is he responsible for everything? See, yeah, what's the Peshat? So the Peshat is, there's a posuk in Mishlei. And the posuk says in Mishlei, Oni v'roish nifkashu, oisa kulam Hashem. Oni v'roish nifkashu, which means a poor person and a rich person meet, oisa kulam Hashem. Hashem makes them all. What's the day behind this? Says the guy Rebbe Azoy. He says that not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a situation where some people are wealthy and some people are not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Hashkocha Pratis, that this wealthy person, this poor person should meet. They should meet. And there should be a certain time in their lives that these two people should get together. The Oni should be meeting the Balabais, and the Balabais should meet in the Oni. And that is Hashkocha Pratis. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Oni v'roish nefkashu oisa kunam Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the fact that the Oni and the Oshi get together, that is Hashkocha Pratis. Says a Ger Rebbe, if that's Pshat, then you, the Baldira, you the landlord, it happened to be through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesabah, this guy doesn't pay you, and you have now the responsibility to carry the burden of your tenant. Oh, it's not fair. That is Hashkocha Elyona. That is Hashkocha Pratis. You may be able to go to Beis Din, fine, but to throw him out and to say it's not my problem, while everyone else should carry the burden, is not true. This pasuk tells me there's Hashkocha Pratis, that you should be the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the benefit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the privilege, that you should be the one that carries this burden. You are the Odoin, who have a half of Eved, half of Ben Chayrin, you are the one who has a privilege to be looking after him, and you've got to free him. So too, when it comes to ribis, when it comes to ribis, exactly the same halacha. Why should I lose my money? Why should, if I invested that money myself, I'd make money on it. If I put it in the bank, I'd make money on it. Why should I have it, why should I give it to this person, not make money? The answer is, you're right. You're right. In a world where Torah is all about, where if Torah is all about laws and chukim and making sense, you're right. But this is more than that. Torah is about understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Shkoch Elyona, that put together this wealthy man with this poor person, you happen to have money, he happens not to have money, he put them together and he's given you the opportunity now to lend him money. Lend him money, it's your, why should I lose? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the opportunity, he's given you the responsibility, he's given you that privilege. Run with it and deal with it, you can't charge him. You should have fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is not just, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu involved over here. Again, don't take Neshech Salvis. Realize there's a Rabbein Shleilim over here who'd be Mesab of this. What's Mesab of a Imoch? Like your brother should be Dafka with you. That your brother should come to ask you for money, and you should be the Osher, you should be the Oni. There's a Zoya Kodesh that said at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, he says, Eila Mishpatim, Ilain Gilgula de Dina. This is the Gilgul of Dinim. What does that mean? So the Mephoshim explain, the Zohar Kodesh, that Yesh Galgul Bo'ilom. There's a wheel in the world. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made it sometimes a rich person should be there, and then it's lends to a poor person, all of a sudden this poor person becomes rich, and you're borrowing from him. There's a Galgul Bo'ilom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made Mezavik exactly the way each person should be. Whether you should be the wealthy one, whether you should be the poor one, and how they should meet. Even more than that. Oni and Osher does not necessarily mean with money. Oni and Osher can be with Das. It can be a person who needs an Eitzah. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends that person to ask this person in particular for the Eitzah. There's a beautiful story I heard from Rav Arye Levine. Raz brings it in a safe, Rav Arye Levine. Rav Arye Levine, if you think of an example of a person who's been into ben odom lechaveira to that extent, to the care, the genuine love. There was a famous man, he was called Kasanelski, and eventually he became a famous lawyer, and he changed his name to Tamir, Shmuel Tamir. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Shmuel Tamir was the one who, as far as I remember,
he became
a minister in a government. He was a lawyer who fought Kastner, the famous Kastner affair. And he fought against Kastner, the main one. And eventually the judge said about Kastner, as far as I remember, he sold his soul to the devil. Yeah, he was the one. He was very, very...
He was a
well-known person. I think he's a Kastner Nelson, he changed his name. Bekitzer, he came to the Arye Levine, and he wanted to know on behalf of the Knesset, what should be the gisha, what should be the direction taken when it comes to abortions. Okay, what's the daftar about abortions? So he's the whole thing, and Arye Levine and his beautiful smile, he listened and didn't interrupt him, gave him the respect, and the Govai Naim, as they say, and then they spoke to him. So he said, now what's the Rebbe say? I said, you know, interesting story. I tell you, I had this case many years back where this couple of students who weren't making much money, they came to me and they said they already had a daughter, and his wife is pregnant and they can't afford to go through the birth. So, you know, are you allowed to abort the baby? So Rabbi Arye Levine said, according to halacha, you got to have at least a son and a daughter. And maybe this boy is going to be a son. And also the Torah respects human life not only from when it's born, it respects life much earlier on. And I told him that. So this Tamir says to him, and did they listen to you? Yeah. And they had the baby, and then they had the son. And were they happy with that son? He said, yes, they're very happy with that son. You know who that is? That's you.
You were shocked.
Now, this is Hashkocha Protis, is that they should ask this many years back, that he should feel on himself, that if it wasn't for Das Torah, where would he be today? Oni Varosh Tzdiku doesn't mean wealthy and poor. It means Shoel Esav, to ask Esav to the right person at the right time. And who knows, through that Eitzah, I don't know how the law changed or didn't change, or how they didn't bring it in, or they did bring it in about the laws of abortion, I don't know. But apparently it made impact. It made tremendous impact. Right? Oni Varosh, that is Hashkocha Protis put together. If you look in the Sefer of Rus, which we read on Shavuos, there's really nothing outstanding about it. There's nothing outstanding about it. There's nothing huge and special about it that we should connect to the ideas of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, which is the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit and light unto the nations. What's so special? There's only one thing special, and that is the enormous care Boaz went to go out of his, what he has to do, and realize the opportunity he has to look after a stranger. He's got this woman coming in, this Moabite woman. He didn't just give her the Leket Shikcha and Peah. He looked after her. He looked out for her. He cared for her. He cared for her. He is Maskil Eldol. He looked into what she needed. And eventually, he realized who she was. And people said, well, you're going to marry her? She's a Moabite. She's not Meyuchas of the God Lador. And eventually what came out from that, David, Melech, Yisrael, Mashiach of Klal Yisrael came out of looking beyond, realizing the opportunities that you have when a Kosh Baruch Hu gives it to you, is not just to fluff and say, yeah, it's not my problem. You know, oh, why should I do it? Why should I have to care? Everybody should care for him or for her. No, it's understanding that Kosh Baruch Hu has given you an opportunity here. Kosh Baruch Hu dan Hashgacha Pratis, take it and maximize it and appreciate it. This idea of the whole Sefer Vrus, and to understand that the Torah is not about a bunch of chukim, a bunch of laws, yes, osa, mutter, tomme, tohor. It's about grabbing opportunities through Hashkocha Elyona, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha, and Maskil Eldol, and to understand clearly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs. And Maskil Eldol, I'll just give you an example of Maskil Eldol. Maskil Eldol is understanding whenever a person shol eitzah, not just to flippantly answer or to work, understand the situation. There's a story I heard from Rabbi Frand that there was a building in Yerushalayim that had a child there called Yonatan, and in that child, Nebuchadnezzar Yonatan, tragically, a 4 or 5 year old child died tragically in a car accident, and there was somebody else in the building, exactly all the details, somebody else in the building had a family member who passed away called Yonatan, and they wanted to call that child Yonatan. So they asked Rosh Hashanah Zalman if it's bad mazel to call the child Yonatan if already in that building. Mamish, the building just floor just above that Yonatan was Nifter. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, who is it? Yonatan is my father. Don't do it. Don't. Shouldn't do it. So Tana came after himself. Mayesh, what's wrong? Well, it's bad mazel. He said no, because in a few years' time, this little Yonatan is going to be playing out in the garden, and his mother's going to say, Yonatan, come, it's time for supper. And she's going to think, oi, it's not my Yonatan, it's his Yonatan, because my Yonatan was under a car. And a big invitation, welcome to Yonatan's Bar Mitzvah. Oi, I don't have a Yonatan, it can't be Bar Mitzvah. And this is going to go through life, every time it's going to give her shtech. Not kedai, to call a father. Forget about that, it's not what Kosh Baruch Hu wants. Ashrei Maskil El Dol. Looking into Maskil means be with your seichel, understanding and appreciating and grabbing hold of situations, appreciating that. That's what I heard a maestro from Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Nosson Tzvi, one of his Talmidim, was Nifta, very young in America. So he looked after all the kids of the family. In America, he was here in America. He made sure the boy, this yeshiva, that yeshiva, this yeshiva, that yeshiva. One of the Talmid came back, a different Talmidim, and he said to him, by the way, there's a daughter, an 8-year-old daughter, who feels that the Roshiva hasn't got much to do with her. He's dealing with the boys, which yeshiva to go to, which yeshiva to tell him. She doesn't feel he has a relationship with Roshiva. So Roshiva took out a paper, and he drew a heart. And with a shaky handwriting, he wrote, I love you. Nosson Tzvi. And he said, give it to this 8-year-old girl. Ashrei Maskil Eldol. You're going to lend ribbis to somebody? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the opportunity. It's Achicha, is your brother. That's the message of this week.